presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Far Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Far. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Far. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Far.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Here's Dick Cole to tell you something about today's thrilling episode.
Hiya, gang. Our story today is one of the most exciting I've ever told you about. It's a story about bank robbers and about walkie-talkie radios. You all probably know about walkie-talkies. They're the little portable radio two-way sets. They're both sending and receiving that the Army Signal Corps developed during the war. And you know, they're very light and you can carry one easily in one hand. Well, Ted Green, the captain of the cadet corps at the academy, and I have been having a lot of fun with walkie-talkies lately. We've been going out on Saturdays into the fields near Far with a couple of walkie-talkie sets and with a new little radio sound locator that Major Far invented. The way we've done it has been to wander off in opposite directions and then use the sound locator to get our bearings by testing it constantly over the walkie-talkies. Well, we were out a couple of weeks ago making our tests.
Cole, this is Green. Message for you. Over.
Green, this is Cole. Send your message. Over.
The sound locator is working beautifully, Dick. I can see you now from the top of this hill.
Ah, that's swell. I'll keep moving in.
All right. I'll keep on talking.
I've got you beamed on the radio sound locator, Ted.
You're not looking at me, are you, Dick? Because you can certainly see me from where you are now.
Nope. I'm not looking. Because I have no idea which of these hills you're standing on.
You're moving straight toward me.
Hey, the sound locator's doing the work.
Some gadget, isn't it?
Oh, boy, you bet. This is the fourth or fifth time we've tried it out, and it hasn't failed us yet.
Keep coming, Dick. Another 100 yards, and you'll knock me over.
Well, I'm still not going to look up. As long as I keep following this little compass needle, I can probably get there in a straighter line than if I tried it by looking at you.
Major Farr really invented something when he came up with this one, Dick.
Boy, you can say that again.
What gets me is that it's so simple. It just picks up the frequency that the walkie-talkie uses and then tracks the person who's talking.
Yep. It's just like following a string or a telephone wire.
Well, that's enough of the walkie-talkie, Dick. There you are.
Wow. Say, again we hit it right on the nose.
We sure did.
Dick, do you realize that we were 3 or 4 miles apart when you started using the sound locator? And that by tuning in on the walkie-talkie, it led you straight to me?
Boy, it's amazing. But this gadget could spot a dime.
It's got a lot of military value, all right.
Sure. And it's got peacetime uses, too.
I guess it has. But I wonder just what.
Well, I can't think of anything in particular at the moment.
Well, it must be something.
Say, Ted, I wonder what had happened if you hadn't stood in one place while I was moving toward you. I mean, if you'd been moving around, too. What's so funny?
I didn't stand in one spot.
You didn't?
No.
I'll be darned. You mean that you were moving around, too?
Mm-hmm. I walked all over these fields the whole time that we were testing.
Say, that's interesting. It proves that the person who's being sought by the radio sound locator doesn't have to be stationary.
Dick, the locator doesn't care where the person is or how fast he's moving or what kind of a zigzag course he takes. It'll find him anyway.
Well, let's come out again next Saturday and try some more tricks with the thing, shall we?
Sure. I think Major Farrell will give us some more batteries for the walkie-talkies, don't you?
Oh, sure. You know, he told us that he thought that what we're doing is good military education. And we could take a couple of walkie-talkies and the sound locator anytime we want them.
All right, then. Next Saturday, we'll take another whack at it and see if we can't get the locator confused.
We're going to have to try awfully hard. I've got a hunch that this little machine is a lot smarter than we are and that we'll practically have to stand on our heads before we can fool it.
Even if we do that, it'll find us. This is one gadget that really knows all, hears all, and sees all.
Yes, sir. Now, suppose we separate here, Ted. You take the sound locator this time, and after we've each hiked a mile or so, we'll switch on the walkie-talkie radios and start moving toward each other.
All right, Dick. First, we ought to read the memorandum from Major Farr.
Memorandum?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I hadn't heard anything about it.
But something or other that was being distributed from to the whole cadet corps just as we were about to leave. I stuck my copy in my pocket when the plebe was taking them around, handed it to me. I forgot all about it in the lounge.
Well, I must have left mine. Say, I must have left my room before they stuck it under the door. Let's see what it says.
Well, listen to this. Notice to all cadets from the commandant. Subject, bank robbers in the vicinity of Farr Military Academy.
Bank robbers?
That's right. Major Farr says, let's see. Let me see. Says, there have been a series of bank robberies in the towns in the academy area during the past few weeks.
See, come to think of it, there was something about that in the newspapers. The police think that all the robberies have been committed by one gang.
Major's memorandum says that undoubtedly one organization of very clever crooks using scientific methods has been responsible for all the robberies. Let me see. Says that in spite of trap after trap the police have set, the crooks have managed a spectacular series of getaways.
They must be awfully smart.
Apparently they are. Because the officials have gotten together and they're offering a juicy, big reward for the capture.
Oh, that's interesting, but what's the connection with the academy? I mean, why is Major Farr sending a memo to the cadet corps? Sort of an unusual thing to do.
I'm just coming to that. The major says that he's promised the authorities that they will have the complete cooperation of the school, and he's asking the boys to keep their ears and eyes open for anything that might lead to the capture of the criminals.
Wants us to play detective, huh? Except that it's serious playing.
I guess that's it.
Well, we can keep our eyes open.
We won't have much of a chance to hunt bank robbers while we're out here in the open with the walkie-talkies, I guess.
Well, you're right about that.
Well, let's test these sets before we separate, Dick, and then we ought to be on our way, I think, huh?
Okay, I'll snap this one on.
All right. I'll go up a few feet and try the other. We can talk from a few feet apart and see if the new batteries in the sets are all right.
Police cars are on Highway 39, so stay clear of that area. Use emergency route 3.
You're not coming through very well, Ted.
I haven't said anything yet. I thought you were a little faint.
Well, I didn't say anything either.
Well, I heard a voice.
So did I.
Repeating instructions. Keep away from Highway 39. Police cars are cruising there.
There it is again.
Use emergency route 3.
Obviously, it's somebody with a walkie-talkie using our frequency.
It was a peculiar voice. It certainly wasn't any of the cadets.
Stuff he was saying. Something about staying away from Highway 39. Well, that's the one that leads into town.
Uh-huh. He's said to avoid it because of police cars. Say.
Exactly. The same idea just hit me.
I'll bet it's the bank robbers.
Well, certainly it is. The whole thing's clear.
That's how they've been avoiding police traps. They set some of the members of the gang at strategic places as lookouts. And after they've held up a bank...
They use walkie-talkies.
Yes.
They warn the fellows who pulled the holdup and tell them through the walkie-talkies which roads to avoid and which roads are safe.
And then they have a prearranged meeting place.
Boy, what a neat stunt.
Proceed at normal speed. Don't drive too fast. You remember how you nearly got caught last time.
Let's talk again.
A lucky break that they're on our frequency.
They've sure pulled one of the cleverest stunts I've ever heard of.
Ted, let's go after them. We haven't got time to go back to school for reinforcements or to get the police either.
With the sound locator, I don't see how we can miss. As long as that Gabby crook keeps using his walkie-talkie.
And we don't have to go looking for trouble, but maybe we can at least discover their hideout and then tell the police where the place is.
I'm game. I'll tell you how we handle it, Dick. You keep your walkie-talkie on, and I'll get the locator set.
Okay. Boy, 5 minutes ago, when we were reading Major Farr's memo, we sure never thought that we'd actually be on the trail of the...
Proceeding according to schedule. Are you sure crossroads are clear?
Get that locator going, Ted.
All right, it's set.
I am now driving by crossroads. No sign of police cars anywhere in the vicinity.
Look at that, Ted. The sound locator needle is pointing off there.
All right, let's get started then. We'll keep following it.
It works even if the person at the other end keeps moving.
Yes.
I am now parking car, and we'll proceed to next point by foot.
I bet we hike faster than he does.
Look, Ted, we're going toward the East Woods. I'll bet they either have a hideout or a meeting place in the woods or on the other side of the woods.
Everything is all right so far, boys.
He doesn't know how far from all right he's going to be.
We'll have to watch our step. They're undoubtedly desperate men. They sure to be armed.
We won't go all the way. As soon as we spot their meeting place, we can double back to town as fast as we can get there and notify the police. I figure we've come about 2 miles so far, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be just about right.
Another half mile and we'll be out of the woods.
Police would have a heck of a time trapping anybody in the woods here. Not a lot of shooting.
That's right. The trees and the bushes are so full of leaves at this time of the year that you couldn't trail anybody without a sound locator.
Are those bank robbers going to be surprised when they finally find their nice, safe, secret hideout swarming with police?
They should have done some experimenting to make sure that nobody else used their frequency.
They probably did. And after all, we've just been out on the last few Saturday afternoons.
Where do you young punks think you're going?
Uh-oh. We were closer than we knew, Ted.
Playing games with walkie-talkies, boys? You think you're trying to be grown-up coppers, do you?
Come on, quick. Let's get out of here.
Okay. One move out of you. Just one little move and I'll drill the daylight through you.
Okay.
Now put those walkie-talkies down and throw up your hands.
Yeah.
Better do what he says, Dick.
We've been working for months to make our bank-lifting system foolproof. We ain't gonna be wrecked now by a couple of kids in soldier suits who ain't even dry behind the ears. Now, do as I tell you. Keep your hands in the air.
Yeah.
I'm gonna teach you kids a lesson you ain't gonna forget. I'll show you not to stick your noses in other people's business.
Return to the adventures of Dick Cole in just a moment. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear from the people who make this program possible. Thank you. back to the adventures of Dick Cole. You'll remember that we left Dick and Ted Green in a tight spot. Using their walkie-talkie radios and a sound locator invented by Major Farr, they started tracking down a criminal gang of bank robbers who were also using walkie-talkies, which happened, luckily or unluckily, to be on the same frequency as the boy sets. Well, as Dick and Ted followed the direction set for them by the locator, they suddenly found themselves confronted by one of the bank robbers, a big, hard-looking man armed with a business-like .38 automatic. Making the boys walk ahead of him with their hands in the air and carrying their walkie-talkie radios himself, the thug brought them to a clearing in the woods where the rest of the gang were sitting and talking.
Hey, Dave. Mac, look what I found.
A couple of boys.
What is this? Some snoopers?
Don't say anything, Ted.
I know. And watch for a break. They had a couple of walkie-talkies, Mac. And they were tracking us down. How do you like that?
A couple of very clever youngsters. But not quite clever enough.
Let's kill them, Mac. They've discovered where we've been meeting. If we let them go, they'll bring the cops right on our heels.
Yeah, we get rid of them right now. Say your prayers, you...
Bill! Dave! Put those guns down.
You don't want us to shoot them, Mac? It'll be quick and neat. We still have the silencers on the guns.
Do what I tell you and put those guns down. We don't want any murders on our records.
Who'll ever know that
we... I'm still running this outfit. I tell you, nothing doing. We haven't had to kill anybody yet, and it's going to stay that way. As soon as we start shooting up people, the police will really be after us. They'll catch on to our walkie-talkie setup.
Okay, Mac, okay. What do you want us to do with these punks, then?
What do I want you to do? Tie them up, good and tight, and leave them here. We had one more job to pull in this district, and we'll get after it right away. Then we'll clear out for other parts of the country. By the time these kids get loose, we'll be hundreds of miles away, and the police can just whistle for us.
Are you all right, Ted?
Yes, I think so. I'm tied up so tightly that I can't move.
No, neither can I.
Those crooks really got away with it, didn't they?
They sure did. One of the things that makes me so sore is they broke our walkie-talkies.
They were afraid of what we might do with them if we got loose. Oh, golly, Dick, look at them. Lying there all busted.
Yeah. Say, Ted, I've got an idea. I'm going to roll over to where those broken walkie-talkies are.
If I can.
That won't do you much good. We're likely to be here for days before anybody finds us.
Not if I can... cut these ropes on the broken hunks of plastic.
What?
Here. This jagged piece of walkie-talkie case makes a good knife.
Nice going, Dick. A nice brain work.
If I can do it.
Dick! Dick, am I crazy or do I see another walkie-talkie lying over there?
I'll tell you as soon as I get these ropes off. You mean a walkie-talkie that isn't broken?
Yes. It must have been one that the crooks left behind them. I guess they forgot it. I'll roll over there and take a little look.
Okay.
Oh, this ground can be softer.
It could be a good break for us. I think I'm getting through these ropes, too.
Dick, what a break.
What is it?
The robbers have set this walkie-talkie on the police frequency. That's one way they knew what roads to avoid in breaking out of traps. They had this one set on the police radio frequency.
Well, if I can cut us loose, we can have ourselves a nice chat with the police. Those crooks may have some surprises in store yet.
Calling police headquarters. Calling police headquarters.
Won't they ever answer?
Gee, we've been trying for 5 or 10 minutes now. Calling police headquarters.
Hello. Hello, this is the police frequency. Get off.
Ray, they've answered. Police department, we've got a hot tip for you. The gang of bank robbers...
Get off this frequency, I tell you. We don't want cranks butting in here.
Look, sir, we aren't cranks. We're a couple of students from Farr Academy. We were tracking the robbers with walkie-talkies and a sound locator. They use walkie-talkies themselves.
What? You mean you really know something about those dirty thieves? Talk fast, son.
Yes, sir. They caught us and tied us up. But when they left, they forgot one of their walkie-talkies... And it's set on your frequency.
So that's how they've always known what we were doing. Talk, son, quick. Give me your location. We'll be right out there.
We're near the edge of the woods on the Pickett property. in a little clearing near the creek.
I wish the police would hurry up and get here. The longer it takes, the more head start the bank robbers will have.
Yeah. Boy, waiting like this always makes it seem longer.
It does.
Hey, somebody's coming.
Thank goodness, the police.
Not from that direction, Ted.
No? Then it must be one of the crooks.
Sure. They realize they'd forgotten their walkie-talkie and they're coming back for it.
Quick, down on the ground. We've got to pretend that we're still tied up.
Right. Okay, let's go.
Down.
Say, Ted, if there's only one, let's try something.
What?
When he gets close, the one who's nearest to him will trip him, and the other one can then go right after him.
All right, fine. Shh. Here he is. And it's only one of them.
Well, well, well. Hello, boys. Enjoying a little rest on a nice soft ground? I forgot one of our dandy little toys, and I've come back for it. What's that, boys? You don't want to talk? All right.
Hey, cut that out. You got him, Dick?
Okay, Ted. I'll take over from here.
Well, you young...
Too late to grab that gun now, you crook.
I'm gonna play rough, kid.
Yeah, I'll play rough, all right. Take this. This.
You need any help, Dick?
No. No, thanks, Ted. I'll handle this.
Hey there. Where are those fire cadets?
We're right here.
I'm Detective Lieutenant Martin from Central... Hey. What's going on here? Who's this?
This is one of the bank robbers, Lieutenant. He came back to pick up a walkie-talkie.
All right, put the cuffs on him, men.
Hey, don't hit me anymore. Don't slug me again.
Well, he forgot this walkie-talkie, Lieutenant. The one that was tuned into the police frequency, and he came back for it.
What? And you two boys put him in this condition?
We surprised him. He thought we were still tied up.
Yes, well, sir. Nice going. All right, you... Where's the rest of your gang?
Not talking.
Say, which one of you cadets is responsible for the decorations on this crook's face?
Well, I guess I am, sir.
I see. Well, now, I wonder how you'd like to sock him around some more until he feels in the proper mood for talking.
No, no more. Don't let that kid hit me again. He's got a punch like a mule.
Start talking, then.
All right. The rest of the outfit are waiting for me. In a roadside joint just outside of Groves Junction, about 4 miles from here.
That's better. All right, now you lead us to them.
No, don't make me do that. Don't.
This cadet is ready to use his fists again as a convincer, you know.
Okay, I'll take you there. I don't want that young pile driver hitting me again. I'll take you there.
Boy, oh boy, the way your men rounded up that whole gang was certainly slick, Lieutenant Martin.
Oh, I'll say it was. The way you surrounded that little roadside place and then just walked in on them.
They were so surprised they didn't even have time to draw their guns. We took them without a single shot being fired and without one person getting even a little scratch.
Well, I guess that ends the bank robbery.
Was the money recovered, Lieutenant Martin, the money that they stole from the banks?
Oh, I thought I told you, boys. Well, the crooks had 2 black suitcases containing almost the entire amount they'd taken.
Gee.
Yes, sir, they had it with them. And we've recovered almost the whole amount. Yes, the way this whole case has worked out, it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my 30 years on the police force.
Well, that's all wonderful.
That certainly is swell, sir.
And you two boys are responsible for it, too. Believe me, you've done a great job, all right.
Oh, we didn't do anything much, Lieutenant.
Well, that's right, sir. We really didn't. We had a lucky break when we heard the robbers talking over the walkie-talkie radio.
And Major Farr's sound locator did the rest. It led us straight to the crooks.
Oh, now you boys are being too modest entirely. After all, you know, they had you hog-tied, but you managed to cut yourselves loose and call me on the walkie-talkie.
Well, that was a lucky break, too.
No, it was more than that. And when the thug came back to pick up the radio, the way you youngsters outsmarted him and beat him up... Well, sir, that was quick thinking, boys, and good strong-arm work. Anytime either one of you fellas want a job on the police force, just let me know.
Oh, we will, sir, and thanks.
Yes, sir, thanks a lot. Well, I think we'd better be getting back to school.
Oh, sir, just 1 minute.
Yes, sir?
I think you've forgotten something.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Well, you've forgotten a little matter of the reward for the capture of the robbers.
Reward?
Yeah, of course, of course. And you boys are entitled to it. The reward amounts to $2,000, which gives you $1,000
apiece. $1,000
apiece?
Yep. Golly.
All right. If you'll wait just a few minutes, I'll have the checks made out to you right away.
And... Say, Ted. Ted, I don't
No, Dick, neither do I.
Agreed, then?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Lieutenant Martin, we shouldn't have that reward.
Oh, now, here, boys, don't go to talking nonsense. Of course you ought to have the reward.
No, sir, no, it wasn't us. We didn't capture the crooks.
What? It was the walkie-talkie radios that did it, sir.
Yes, sir.
Our walkie-talkies from the academy and the one that the crooks forgot and left behind them.
That's right, sir. It was the walkie-talkies, plus Major Farr's sound locator.
Well, what do you know about that? $1,000 for each of them, and they don't want it. Well, all right. Tell me, what do you boys think ought to be done with that money?
Well, I know what I think ought to be done with it. We ought to use it for scholarships at Farr Academy. For tuition and living expenses for poor fellows who couldn't afford to come to the school otherwise.
A swell idea, Dick. A lot of good guys will benefit.
Yes, it'll be fine. That's what we'll do with the money then, Lieutenant. Would you have those checks made out to Farr Academy?
I certainly will. And boys, I've got to tell you, I think you're doing a fine thing. Yes, sir. A mighty fine thing.
There's just one angle. Ted,
hmm?
I'm sure Major Farr will agree to this. I think that all the scholarships that are given out of this reward money ought to have one condition, one provision.
What's that?
I think it ought to be compulsory for any reward money scholarship cadet to study the walkie-talkie and the radio sound locator.
What?
Yes, sir.
Dick Cole will return in just a moment. But first... Listening again next week, Dick Cole fans, same time, same station, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Farr Military Academy. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Farr in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. And now here's Dick Cole himself to say,
well, gang.
Oh, Dick. Yes, Simba? Dick, you know, there's something that all of us can learn about this story of yours today. I wish you'd pass it along to the fellows and girls.
All right, Simba. Well, fellas and girls, no matter how smart a person may think he is in doing something dishonest, his very smartness will trip him up. The crooks tried to use some new scientific devices and instruments to steal, but it was those very same devices that were responsible for their being caught. So all of their cleverness came to nothing. The money they'd stolen didn't do them any good, and they landed in jail.
I'll be with you again at this same time next week. Don't forget, it's a date.